Message number 1271. Mother of Salvation, I have a message for the Roman Catholic clergy. Friday, November 21, 2014 at 16:15. I am the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of Salvation. Today I have a message for the Roman Catholic clergy and come to you on behalf of my beloved Son Jesus Christ. I call out to all of my Son's sacred servants who serve him in these times of great trials in the Church. You are the vanguard of his most holy sacraments and have been called by my Son to serve him in the salvation of all souls, and because of this you have a great responsibility to him. Your duty must always be to serve my Son and his body, his Church, and to ensure that his most holy word is adhered to at all times. There will be times of great pain and persecution ahead, and you must prepare for this now. In the future your faith will be tested to its limit and you will be forced to agree to take a new vow, where you will be asked to show allegiance to a new doctrine which will not be of my Son. Those amongst you who will recognize the false doctrine when it is presented to you must not succumb to it. When you are instructed to adapt and amend the most holy sacraments, you must run. My Son's Church is to be tested beyond its endurance. To those of you who may discard the truth in favor of a new amended doctrine, which they will say is necessary to suit men's needs, know that this will be a great betrayal of the Word of God. Because of the holy vows you took to serve my Son, you have a duty to God's children to feed them with the body and blood of my Son Jesus Christ. There will come a time, however, when you will be forced to amend the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There will be those amongst you who will know instantly that a great wrong is being committed, and so you must turn your backs. You must continue to feed the souls of those who rely on you to feed them with the most holy Eucharist. If you remain loyal to my Son and continue to serve God's children as it is your duty, you will serve him with great dignity. I ask that you pray my most holy rosary daily to give you the strength you will need and for protection from Satan, because those times ahead which are almost upon you will become unbearable. By keeping the seal of the living God prayer close to you at all times, you will receive extra protection from the evil one. There will be many priests among you who will not find the courage to uphold the Word of God, but you must never be afraid to show allegiance to my Son. If you betray my Son, you will bring with you innocent souls who will find themselves unwittingly being brought into error and into a terrible darkness. Satan has penetrated my Son's Church for some time, but every time when the chaos and confusion he caused became unbearable, this was diffused because of the faith of my Son's beloved sacred servants. Now that the faith of many priests has been weakened and in some cases completely destroyed, the gates of hell have opened and great danger lies ahead. You must never be tempted to forego all that my Son taught. My Son has never changed. His word remains ingrained in the rock upon which his Church was built. His sacraments bring souls the light that they need to sustain life. If you betray my Son, you destroy life itself, for without my Son's presence the world would not exist today. Blessed are those who truly love my Son, because they will be the ones who will lead the way by example. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.